happening.
Going live. Oh, no. Oh, you're live. What's up? All right. So we're picking up where we left off yesterday when people were accusing me of lying about getting a dog. Did not get a dog, Olive.
You did get me a dog.
Such a liar.
Feel free to spam in the comments. Feel free to send them pugs in the mail. We will gladly take them.
So wait, is there a dog in this apartment?
There will be.
All right, get out of here. Okay. I love you.
All right, guys, send them pugs in the mail. Bye.
Evening. What's up, everybody? Just wanted to get that on the table, let everybody know there's no dog in this apartment. There is a dog next door. Let's see. Guys, what advice will you be giving Rogers when he's on the next episode of Transplants? That's a great question. Of course, we have to book that next episode first. Hey, yo, come on. Snap to it. Why is my thing so out of focus? There we go. Olive should get a cat. Olive has a cat. Her mom spoke. She don't need a cat here. Plus, I'm allergic, so screw that. Nagler is secretly training a dog to reply to Twitter trolls. Yeah, that works. Sounds good to me. Man. How are you, Aaron? Matt, I'm good. Thanks for asking. Much better than DeAndre Baker and Quentin Dunbar. Holy cow, the news breaking right before I went live. That's a little nuts. Nagler's got a dog. No dogs. Randy, what's up? Where in the draft in a 10-team snake do you draft a QB? I selected Jimmy G with my last pick. That's a pretty good deal. I always wait on QBs. I mean, people always seem to jump. I'm assuming this is a redraft. People always seem to jump on quarterbacks way too early. You can get similar production much later, like guys that maybe aren't marquee dudes, whatever. Thanks. What is up, dude? What's up, Zeke? Ann, hey, how are you? Do I still want snacks? Nah, I'm good. I'm full. I'm good. I mean, I would welcome snacks with open arms. Always up for some snacks. But I don't think it's going to happen. I think that Hester signing was their snacks light. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Cats are the Mitch Trubisky of pets. I say, Marilyn, our cat's really sweet. Oh, Marilyn's gorgeous. Probably the nicest cat I've ever owned. Who do you like better, Brewers or Packers? Oh, Packers, of course. I mean, I love the Brewers, don't get me wrong, and I really miss the Brewers right now. The fact that they're not playing really breaks my heart. A couple of years ago I think it was the New Yorker, someone wrote a great line that said that baseball holds your hand through the summer. I think that's perfect because that's kind of what baseball does. It's very, you know, you can have it on in the background. You don't have to be insanely invested in every game because there are so many of them. It goes from the spring right into the fall. And, you know, hearing Euchre's voice while I'm doing dishes or something, like, just calms you, soothes you, brings you, holds your hand through the summer. And to not have that this year up to this point has been, at first it was easy because, like, you know, the world's different and you're all kind of adjusting. But now weather's getting warmer, starting to get close to summer, and man, it's hard. Just hard. Cleo's is open. Everything's open, apparently, out there in Wisconsin. You guys stay safe. Stay socially distanced and do your thing, all right? Just be safe. That's all I ask. Tim, thank you for the super chat. Is it sad that I'm excited as hell to hear from Rogers tomorrow? What do you expect to hear from him? I'm very excited. I don't think it's sad at all. I mean, we've all wanted to hear from the man. And he has traditionally, I saw some people on Twitter kind of theorizing that this was Rogers calling a press conference or the Packers forcing him out there. But they've done this every year during OTAs or the beginning of the offseason program. Go back throughout the years, you'll see that Rogers and a few other guys who are made available put in front of some hastily constructed Packers curtains. And then they answer questions from the media throng. The difference is this year is it's a call, not a gathering physically in a space. So yours truly will be on that call. Going to be a lot of fun. Robbie, thanks for the super chat. Which North team fires the coach first? Why the Bears? Okay. USA Today put out their, you know, win totals for the year, their record, their predictive records for the season. And they had the Bears at 3-13. I'm here to tell the Bears are a good football team. And if they just get competent play at the quarterback spot, which I think Nick Foles can give them, that's a tough out each and every week. You know, now you're talking about the McCaskies. Sure, they could fire anybody at any time. No doubt about it. But yeah, I think Zimmer's closer to the hot seat than Nagy is. Nagy is 1 year removed from being coach of the year. I just don't see that happening anytime soon. I mean, who knows? I think Pace has got probably a pretty short leash, and maybe by proxy that means Nagy's in trouble. But I think Zimmer, he's much closer. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it's not for long. It's the NFL. But the Bears still suck, Nagy. This is correct, Big B. What's up, Big B? How you doing? Also, how does one procure stock in the Packers? Brandy, you have to wait until they have a sale. The most recent sale was after the 2010 Super Bowl championship. They've had like three or four in the last kind of 30, 40 years. So you just have to wait, essentially. And then when they make stock available the next time around, which will most likely be if and when they win another Super Bowl, then hop on that. Mo Talks, thanks for the Super Chat. Funchess will have a huge year. Book it. Yeah, I don't know. I hope so. I would love to see it. I do think he's going to be a lot more effective than people on the outside of the building seem to believe. I think he's always going to struggle with drops. It's something that's plagued him his entire football career, not just the NFL, but back in college. I don't know if that's something that just magically disappears because he has Aaron Rodgers throwing him the football. But I do think in LaFleur's system, with how they want to utilize him on the perimeter, being able to, allow him to muscle through some smaller DBs on some of those slant and smash routes, I do think, I think he's primed for a bounce back year, so to speak. Obviously, it's hard to say he's bouncing back from anything other than injury last year. But, yeah, I think he'll be a pleasant surprise for the most part. I don't think he's going to put up huge numbers, though. I just don't think those opportunities are going to be there. But I do think he will be better than people think. Jack, thanks for the Super Chat. Gilbert Brown, Raji, Kenny Clark, all in their prime. How do you rank them? Oh, I hate these questions. But thank you for the Super Chat. Damn, man. Probably as you've listed them. I know that's just chronological, but I'd probably go Gravedigger, Raji, and then Clark, only because Clark is so young still. I think Clark has the ability to be better than Raji and as good as Gilbert Brown eventually. Now, Brown and Clark are asked to do pretty different things, but Gilbert was the man. Gilbert was the absolute man. His size is obviously well documented, but what I think a lot of people forget is how athletic he was and how quick his feet were. There's a great play in the Super Bowl where he is out, he drops into coverage from the nose tackle spot and then goes out and makes a tackle for a minimal gain out in the flat on a running back. And that guy could fly for a man that large. He was so impressive. Uncultured, thanks for the Super Chat. I think Lazard, Becklerton, and ESB will surprise those saying that we have no receivers. I know people really want the Canadian guy to happen, but I'll be surprised if he makes the roster. I do think Lazard is going to ball out, and I think EQ will definitely kind of remind people why the Packers liked him and why they drafted him in the first place. Again, we've talked about it here. I don't think you can count on him coming back from that injury, pretty significant high ankle sprain, but yes, I do think they will announce their presence with authority this year. Weston, thanks for the Super Chat. Will Love have more Super Bowl wins than Rodgers? As I said on Twitter two mornings ago, I'm too old for this shit. Can we just allow Aaron Rodgers' career to run its course in Green Bay first before we start talking about Jordan Love winning Super Bowls, which, by the way, isn't a quarterback stat? If I become a Packer shareholder / owner, am I partially responsible for paying Rodgers' contract? No. That ain't how it works. You can tell people you are. Might as well. I mean, you're basically telling people you're an owner of an NFL franchise with a piece of paper on your wall. So, yeah, why not? Javier, Thank you for the super chat. Very generous. Keeping with the trend of giving you money on our birthdays, here's my contribution, carrying the G. Thanks for all you do, Packers fandom nags. Also, how long until BJ Raji comes back? You know, it's going to happen. First of all, happy birthday. Thanks for hanging out with me on your birthday. And BJ Raji is just around the corner, man. Just one more year. Just one more year. I'll be saying that when I'm 95. Just one more year, Raji comes back. Weston, thanks again, buddy. Any D coordinators can take place of Petten. We talked about this yesterday. I mean, are there? I have no doubt that Matt LaFleur has a short list that he's probably drawn up in light of how things ended last year. He's given Petten the season. Let's let the thing play out first before we start penciling in possible replacements for Petten. I am very interested to see how he bounces back and how he responds with a pretty sizable target on his back, because you have to think every offensive coordinator in the league that the Packers are facing this year has watched that San Francisco tape repeatedly to find out how they just ran and ran and ran and, you know, didn't change much and just gobbled up yards against the Packers. Because until the Pack proves they can stop it, starting week one against Minnesota, could be a long year for Mike Petten. I would hire Judge Judy as a D-line coach. She won't take crap from anybody. Randy, that's some outside-the-box thinking. I like it. Perry Kemper, Jeff Query. Jeff Query, Travis. Come on now. I still have nightmares from the NFC Championship game. Dave, you and pretty much everyone else who carries the G in any fashion. No doubt about it. Three things. Bears still suck. Cousins still sucks. And Lazard, Funchess are number four wide receiver at best. He hasn't got good separation. Has no speed. Packers still need a number two and number three wide receiver. Dan, I very much agree with those first 2 points. Very much disagree with your final point in regards to Lazard. I think Funchess, limited, no doubt about it, but a physical guy. And a guy is a little bit better than you're giving him credit for. Lazard will be the number two to start, and I don't think he's given up that job. You know, you definitely saw him develop as the year went on. You saw the rapport he has with 12. I understand people want speed. I understand people want toys, but Lazard is a very good player who is going to have a very good year. Thoughts on the Seahawks offering Russell Wilson for trade? John Schneider, baby, and Pete Carroll, they don't care, man. They ain't show friends. They show business. They've shown throughout the years. They operate in a very different way than the Green Bay Packers do when it comes to roster churn and how they want to take chances, etc. That sure sounds like they wanted that first overall pick. Who knows? And I saw today the kind of continuation of that story is that expect Russell Wilson to be traded eventually. Well, yeah, that'll probably happen. I think it's foolhardy on their part. You know, maybe they loved Baker Mayfield so much or Sam Darnold so much. I don't know. But it doesn't surprise me because it's Schneider. If it was pretty much not anybody else, but most other GMs, probably would be a surprise. But Schneider has shown, man, he does not care. He will swing for the fences if it's something he really likes. Bryson, thanks for the super chat. Does the Packers drafting their preferred body type wideouts hurt them when they always play away in the playoffs? In the last two NFC Championship games, they were visibly the slower team. I very much agree with that sentiment. Now, obviously, as Aaron Rodgers has said, the key is to get one of those at home. I don't know if the games would have been different, though. You know, that game in Atlanta or the game out in San Francisco, I don't think speedier wide receivers was going to stop the run game or stop Julio Jones. You know what I mean? Like, they need to perform better on offense. There's no question about it. They're the slower team, no question. But, you know, that additional speed wouldn't have made a monster difference in the game. Now, overall team speed, yeah, I think that is a glaring difference. But that is what happens when you're going up against a team that is drafted in the top 10 for a decade. They're going to have athletes that are probably a little bit more explosive than yours. But I agree with your kind of analysis of the fact that, you know, it was pretty glaring, that separation and the difference of team speed. But there's only so much you can do. And I don't think the Packers, you know, adhering to their body type / preferred measurables at wide receiver was going to make a monster difference. That's just me. Alex, thanks for the super chat. Packers have $385 million in case of league stops. Do other teams have this Or just the pack? No, Alex, that's for the Packers alone because they don't have an owner. Most other teams, I mean, other teams may have funds and things like that, especially when it comes to construction of their facilities, what have you. But, you know, most teams have deep pocketed owners. The Packers have this reserve fund, which, by the way, $385 million ain't a lot. I mean, that is not a lot of money. I mean, you saw a headline today, the Rams are asking the league for $500 million to help continue to build their Taj Mahal out there in LA of a stadium. You know, $385 million in the NFL is not a lot of money. Austin, thanks for the super chat. Lazard above or below 800 yards receiving next season, thinking he's about to really rise up the next season. I'll say above just because on Twitter I said both he and Adams are going to have 1,000 yards. That's obviously a lot. But hey, I got to stay true to what I said, right? Realistically, I'd probably hover around 800, probably just below it. I do think he'll catch touchdowns by the bushelful. Rodgers has shown that he trusts him implicitly. He's not afraid to throw him a 50-50 ball whatsoever. And I can't say the same for a lot of the other guys on the field. But yeah, I think that he'll hover just under that most likely. Weston, thanks again. Mike D and Matthews want to return to the Packers, according to an article I read yesterday. Your thoughts? I'm all up for it if they know their roles. I mean, they've moved on from those guys for a reason. I love the Clay and Matthews stuff. I loved him playing inside. He's 6 years removed from doing that in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Time marches on. You gotta move on. You gotta find new solutions, which is what they're trying to do with Kirksey and Martin, etc. Love Clay. What he did for the team is legendary. All-time great Packer. But I don't see him coming back. As for Mike Daniels, they cut him for a reason. They cut him because they were trying to move it to a different body type up front, trying to move to a different skill set. I think you still would have helped them last year. But, you know, possibly if they're, you know, the toss up is between the two of them, I think Mike Daniels would have a much better shot at returning. But again, I think that boat has sailed. I'd be very surprised. And don't forget, I mean, he's missed he missed most of last year because of injury, which is one of the plethora of reasons the Packers wanted to move on, because they suspected his body is breaking down. So again, both guys, love them, great Packers, but I don't see them back in green and gold. Now, cue headlines, Packers sign Mike Daniels and Clay Matthews. Bryson, the IKEA Rams, thanks for the super chat, and golly, you're right about that. Random Fish, thanks for the super chat. Any chance Billy Turner could get cut at camp? I mean, there's a very small chance, but that is a significant cap hit they're going to have to take if they do that. I can't remember the exact number right now. I just remember that it's pretty damn prohibitive. It would be understandable because of the fact that they've got a bit of a logjam there of interior linemen. But I would tend to think if it came down to, okay, we want to cut somebody, I think Lane Taylor is the guy they're going to cut. That the hit they would take is much more palpable. So. Tim, thanks for the super chat. Do I think the Packers will ever have one owner? No, I do not. They used to have something in the bylaws about that. It changed like 10 years ago or something like that. It's still, it would be a crazy turn of events to have that happen. No, I do not. Is Tremont coming back? Matt, I don't think so. Outside of an injury. If they get to camp, whatever camp looks like, and someone pulls a hamstring, or if there's a probably not just one injury either, it's probably like, you know, a rash of injuries. Say if two or three guys get hurt in quick succession, then I think Tremont gets a call. But I think the 90-man roster is pretty set at this point, especially now that they've been in session now for, what, a week, almost two? Now, that's not to say that Tremont couldn't come in and pick it up. He's played in the defense a number of years. So, I'm sure he's there in case of emergency break glass phone call. Why did we pay Dean Lowry so much money? I have no idea. Now, look, love Dean, love his contributions to the team. Really excited that he's a Green Bay Packer. But my gosh, I cannot figure that one out. I mean, you guys know I am not one to criticize Brian for the most part. I try and let his plan work itself and see how it evolves and see how the results kind of lay before I, you know, say, well, maybe that wasn't the best idea, or I get what he was thinking there, etc. I have no idea what he was thinking when he paid Dean Lowry. And again, it's no slight on Dean. I think he's a good lunch pail guy. I think he's a guy who brings it each and every week. But man, it just doesn't make a lot of sense to me comparative to what they're getting on the field and the other deals that they have yet to be to make, the other mouths that have to be fed, so to speak. I mean, I understood it was pretty, you know, quick upon them cutting Mike Daniels. You know, they turned around and said, okay, this is our guy. Why though? I that one was mystifying to me. That's a signing to me will never make sense. We were talking about, I think Luke Rogers started something on Twitter today about, you know, the top five worst or moves you'll never forgive your team for, whatever. And he had put, you know, letting Casey Hayward walk and not bringing back Micah Hyde. You know, Casey Hayward, I always understood, totally got it. Given the situation, the context of the moment, totally understood it. Not bringing back Micah Hyde, never got that. Never understood it. I'll never understand it till I pass away. Dean Lowry falls in the Micah Hyde category. It's paying Dean Lowry, I'll never understand it. Don't get it. Kadar Holman, how do you think he will pan out? I love him as a press man corner. Couldn't get on the field last year, which is, I won't say disconcerting because he's young, but you want to see him take that step this year. I'm really excited for him. I think he's got a lot of ability. Really liked what we saw of camp last year. Sticky man corner, just like Mike Pettine likes. So hopefully he can get on the field this summer and kind of earn his keep because I think they have something there. But we'll see. He's got to prove it. Got to do it down in and down out. Who's playing quarterback for the Packers this preseason? Probably a lot of Jordan Love, I would think. Some Boyle, maybe a smattering of Aaron Rodgers. Don't forget. I mean, I don't think – remember we were slated to see Aaron in that third game last year, but then the turf happened up in Canada, and then we never even saw Aaron in the preseason. So I think maybe he sees a bit more action this year, but I think it's going to be the Jordan Love show for the most part. This cannot be a real question. Should we trade Love and a draft pick for Edelman? No. I'll take one or two more, guys. How well will Dylan and Deguara fit in with the all-gas, no-fucking-break offense? I think they're going to expand it. What's up, Big Daddy Cool Breeze, by the way? Got to say the name every time I see you. Big Daddy Cool Breeze. Oh, it just feels good to say. I think they're going to fit in very well. I think Deguara is the real chess piece for this offense. He's a guy they're going to move all over the place. They're going to utilize in a lot of different ways. Man, a lot of people were unhappy with that pick when it happened, but I think Packers fans are going to come around real quick once they see this kid in this offense. All right, guys, I'm going to have to jump. Thank you so much for hanging out, talking Packers. I'll be back probably twice tomorrow. I'm going to go live after Aaron Rodgers' conference call, talk about whatever he talks about. Very interested to hear from the man himself. And then I'll be on after LaFleur and at the end of the day. And I'll be on the Doug Gottlieb show. If you guys listen to Doug at all, I'll be on his show later in the day tomorrow talking about Rodgers. Why do people complain that Dylan was drafted in the second round when Lacy gets drafted and we didn't? And Dylan will outperform him all day. All right. Thank you for the super chat. We don't know that he's going to outperform him. We hope he does. Absolutely. 1,000%. But Lacy was no joke, man. I mean, before Lacy's kind of like, you know, what's up, Tom Grassi? Before Lacy's second year or third year, really, when things started to go haywire a little bit, you know, Lacy was the man. So I'm not here sitting here saying Dylan can never do that. I think he totally can, but it's not an easy thing. It's not an instant thing. Well, Grassi Raid, you're here just in time to watch me leave. I was just wrapping up. So, hey, hit like. Hit subscribe. Subscribe. You can handle two subscriptions. You can subscribe to Cheesehead TV and Tom Grassi. This is enough love, enough Packers love for everybody here. Although I understand a lot of you are not Packers fans. So I saw a Chargers video recently, I think. A Tampa Bay video. I know Tom like really appeals to a wide swath of people, and that may not, Cheesehead TV may not be for you, but the Packers fans amongst you should hop on board. All right, everybody. Oh, TechSmooks69. I don't know how you say that. Thank you for the super chat. Tom Grassi for life. Go Pack Go. Hey, man. Tom Grassi for life. That's something we can all agree on. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack Go.